Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was joking when we brought you on where you got Canes FSU the following week, and
yes,
this can't be a look-ahead week for you. You've got to call the game that you're calling. But would that be the – I mean, Louisville's good. So, I think Canes fans may be a little bit nervous about this game coming up on Saturday. I'm not even certain that this was a great time to have a bye week, even though the last couple games it took some – you know, fortuitous calls, and it came down to the end. I don't know. Would you have wanted that break right now if you were playing?
No, because I think it's early enough where we would have had really, really hard practices the first week because of how we played. Now, listen, they won twice and pulled those games out, but I think it's close enough to the start of the season where the coaches would have been, hey, we're going to practice hard. And you guys got a lot of things to correct. I think defensively, you know, we've obviously given up some big plays. Offensively, they've pulled it out of the hat. But listen, Louisville beat us last year. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And we're going on the road. It's going to be a tough game. I mean, they got a true freshman back. Their quarterback, I think he's somewhere between my age and Channing's age. He was playing at Oregon in 2019. So he's in his seventh year of college football. So
I thought you were about to say he's in his 70s.
No, it's just, I mean, how about this? He played, Mario was coaching him in 2019. He played at Oregon, 19 and 20, 3 years at Texas Tech. And then now he's at Louisville. So he's got some experience. They have talent. They've won. Listen, I played with Jeff Brohm. He was a backup quarterback with me at the 49ers. He will have schemes set up offensively. And it's gonna be a tough challenge. And like you said, I don't think we won't look ahead to Florida State. It's gonna be a tough trip.
And Gino, with the Canes, the VTech, UCLA, back to back, these were hard challenges. You know what I'm saying? These were hard challenges. They overcame, like, the fast starts, and that's what's going on. They're not starting fast. Would you want to see them starting fast? Is there a way to say, hey, now, hey, Mario, y'all, Dawson, let's start fast, because I don't like to play the fourth quarter, 2 minute left game. I like to have the game over about 5 minutes left in the third quarter. We know we're going to win, and now let's just run the clock out. Is there a way to kind of manipulate that?
I would probably say this. I don't know if any coaches, you know, they all say, yeah, we want to start fast. To me, it's you want to start focused on what you're doing and start focused on the game plan. I thought that the Cal game, they were pretty dominant running the ball early, and we kind of got away from it. And I don't know if that's because of, you know, we had a scripted play calls that, hey, we wanted to run certain things. But I was just like, man, if it's not broke, don't fix it. If they can't stop us running the ball, keep running the ball. So I think to me, it's, we got to be focused. I think, you know, Cam, obviously, he can make the throws. He can perform. He's made great plays. I would want to limit those plays when the defense, hey, they're playing good defense and we're covered. Throw the ball away. Just go to second and 10, third and 10. You know what I mean? I'd rather have that than him take an unnecessary hit, or he tries to throw one late across his body, ball gets picked, things like that. So, you know, there are things they can correct. I would say they go into the game more focused. And normally when you're on the road, that's how you win a game, is you're all business. You know, you put on a suit and tie and you go up, and it's a total business trip. So I think that'll probably help them being on the road to be more focused early.
Did you care when you were playing if it was a noon game, a 3:30 or a 7 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Which did you prefer?
I cared. I preferred noon because I could be in Coconut Grove later on that evening. But, I would say, before TV controlled game times like they do now, my freshman year, Jimmy Johnson was like, we want to play every game at noon because we knew in the Orange Bowl teams were wilting. They'd be sitting on their helmets at the end of the first quarter because they had never experienced, they don't have the experience of this heat and humidity. So I would say at noon, I think noon kick is going to be helpful. They practice early in the morning. We saw what a 10:30 Eastern kick body clock time did for them at Cal. It took them a while to wake up, even though they woke up and their bodies were at 2 a.m. themselves. But we like noon kicks, and it was Channing knows. I mean, you play in those games, it's like somebody goes, how hot was it? Well, I wore 5 undershirts in the course of a game. You know what I mean? It was like 2 for warmups, 1 for the first quarter, try to switch. I mean, it was you wore that much underneath just to try to stay dry and stay cool.
Yeah, Gino, I've trained my whole career for a 2 a.m. game. I was out to 4 a.m. every single night. I'm waiting for this 2 a.m. game, but nothing happened.
You should have been playing on the West Coast. Then you would have set your body clock up just absolutely.
Actually, 2 a.m. was Crowder's real game time. That's when the game started.
Actually, you know what? If you were stuck on the West Coast, I don't know what you would have done. Man, bars close out there at like 2 a.m. It's not like here where they're just getting fired up.
Gino, I was winning, though. I don't know the record, but I was winning.
you were keeping Alachua County and all the hot spots in business up there in Gainesville to Miami.
They gave out a Heisman for that.
Has my name on them. These are the Crowder light bulbs, huh?
Is Cam Ward your leader in the clubhouse for Heisman Trophy?
I think he's up there. There's obvious, you can't win the Heisman in September. I think you can put yourself in the discussion. I think Hunter at Colorado, 2 sports star, is amazing. Kid's unbelievable. We just did Penn State, USC. The tight end had 17 catches for 250 yards, a touchdown. He threw a ball. He ran a ball. Ty Warren's legit. The running back at Boise State's legit. Gabriel, the quarterback at Oregon, he should be there. It's going to be a great season for the Heisman because you look at even this weekend, you got Georgia against Texas, you got Bama going to Tennessee. There's going to be a lot of SEC games. You know, when we started the season change, like, man, we're going to get 8 of the top 12. You know what the SEC looks like? It looks like what the Pac-12 used to be, where everybody's like, wow, they're legit this year, and they all keep beating each other. And it's going to be like, all right, who's left at the end with a good enough record to get in the top 12?
And, Gino, talking about that, we talked about it, I don't know, a couple of days ago, last week maybe. With Travis Hunter, is Deion abusing him? Gino, he's playing 140 snaps a game. He could be an All-American corner. He could also be an All-American receiver. But they have to divvy that out. Right now he's hurt. He couldn't finish the game last week. Like, how do you think, if you have a talented guy like that, that can literally play on both sides of the ball, Charles Woodson, Deion Sanders, and all those guys, Gino, they could, but no coach would let them. How do you feel about letting Travis Hunter play every snap of defense and offense for an entire game? Because I think he's going to get hurt every single season if he does that.
One, I'm amazed at his conditioning. I mean, I assume it's because of the elevation at Colorado, but like you said, he's playing 100 snaps every week. And I don't know how much you've gotten to see him, but he looks like he's 170 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I know this, that dude will not back away from any contact. Like he's one, he's not Deion. Deion used to be around tackles and make sure he get guys to the ground, but he was laying no lumber, physical contact. He was making sure he stayed healthy. Travis Hunter just sticks his nose in there. He will rip guys, try to rip their heads off, hitting them defensively, and then they're throwing him in the return game. To me, Channing, if he wants to do it, hell, God bless him. I mean, to have that kind of talent, he did take, obviously, he took a vicious hit, on a shallow cross, And a guy got him, I think, upper arm, and so knocked him out. But they say he's going this week, and I don't know. He's fun to watch because he makes some plays, and you're just like, every time he makes a play, offense, defense, it's just like your eyes are like, oh, my God, this kid could be, like you said, he could be one of the best receivers. If you only play receiver, he could be one of the best DBs. If he only played DB, but he's playing both of them, and he's still that good on both of those positions.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.